Lake Mead, the largest reservoir in the U.S., is drying up by the day. So is Lake Powell, the second largest U.S. reservoir, and countless other sources of water around the world the same. Other lakes and waterways are being hit with biblical-level flooding. Both conditions are hallmarks of climate intervention operations, which are very visible in this image of the skies above Lake Mead. Question: would covert global climate engineering operations, known as geoengineering, solar radiation management, and cloud albedo enhancement, cause unprecedented drought conditions like those now being endured in the U.S. West, in Las Vegas, and Lake Mead watersheds? All available climate science data makes clear the answer is yes. Geoengineering causes drought. Next question. How did the builders of the Lake Mead Deadpool Drain know 20 years in advance that the Western U.S. mega drought was coming? I'll examine that question more closely in a moment. Lake Mead's third intake set the world record for the deepest subaqueous tunnel while working against up to 15 atmospheres of pressure due to the extreme depth of the tunnel. The deep strata Lake Mead drain project posed extreme dangers while utilizing the latest underwater blasting technologies to help complete the 15,200-foot-long megatunnel designed to drain every last drop from Lake Mead. The most modern tunnel boring technology was incorporated into the hybrid tunnel boring machine that was specifically manufactured for this project of total desperation. The tunnel borer operated under conditions never before achieved by this type of technology. 90% of Las Vegas's water comes from Lake Mead. Keep that in mind. The ultimate objective of this mega project that had a reported final cost of $1.5 billion is to keep the Las Vegas party going till the last possible moment, to avoid panicking populations all over the world when a city of over 2 million overall residents and visitors virtually implodes. Question: where did the massive amount of funding actually come from? Who gave Las Vegas the right to the last lifeblood of a rapidly drying and dying Lake Mead? What happens to all the downstream dependents of Lake Mead water when it no longer flows? That blank isn't hard to fill in, and that day draws very, very near. Many other cities will follow in the path of Las Vegas due to countless forms of environmental implosion, with climate intervention operations further fueling all of it. Once the dominoes begin to fall, the equation will accelerate exponentially. And keep this in mind. Once the majority of global populations realize that the party is over, that none of it was even remotely sustainable, that the reckoning is here, the law of the jungle will prevail at blinding speed. Those in power are acutely aware of what will unfold when the water stops flowing and simultaneously food production collapses. What's the single greatest drought-causing factor in this equation? Covert climate engineering operations. They have systematically derailed global precipitation patterns. In 2011, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration admitted that atmospheric particle pollution had almost doubled in the decade before 2011, which, for the record, takes the timeline back to just before Lake Mead's first frightening water level drop in 2002. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration claims excessive atmospheric aerosols offset a percentage of global warming, which is the stated goal of solar radiation management operations. Also, for the record, excessive atmospheric aerosol particle pollution causes drought. Period. Though precipitation in the U.S. West has fluctuated to a degree since that time, the overall trend has been consistent: drier and hotter. The cutting off of precipitation to the Western U.S. isn't an act of nature. It's the direct result of illegal and unimaginably destructive geoengineering programs. This isn't a denial of the unfolding planetary meltdown due to countless forms of destructive human activities, which climate engineering is making far worse, overall not better. But, again, the drought-causing impacts of climate intervention operations are well-documented and not scientifically disputed. The atmosphere can hold 7% more moisture for every degree C of warming. Unfiltered frontline data indicates that we are likely past 3.5 degrees C of warming now. Prior to the year 2000, climate precipitation modeling forecasted the greatest overall increase in precipitation for the United States in the western U.S., again, due to the rapid warming of the region and its geographic location east of the Pacific Ocean. What happened? What went wrong? What happened to the rain? Short answer, climate intervention operations. We can speculate about the agendas and objectives in play, but the fact that climate engineering programs are cutting off precipitation from the U.S. West is beyond dispute. Satellite imagery proves beyond any reasonable doubt that climate engineering is radically diminishing and dispersing rain from the western U.S. and many other parts of the world, while other regions are deluged with the stolen and diverted precipitation. The fight to expose and halt climate engineering is nothing short of a fight against weather warfare, nothing short of a fight for life. Please help geoengineeringwatch.org to sound the alarm. Share credible data from a credible source. Make every day count. Time is not on our side. This is Dane Wigington from geoengineeringwatch.org.